Hi there, and welcome to the Man in the Van podcast, your regular audio drive time companion, where our main aim is education through a conversation. Through our conversations, delve deep into all things related to the tradesperson contracting community, from news to education to industry happenings, helping you do better business while building a better and improved South African tradesman and women contracting community. Thanks for tuning in. Let's start the conversation.
A warm welcome to our audience. My name is Willem Klopper. I'm your host. And in this episode, we will have a conversation with Mr. Floers Kutzer from Invest Solar to find out more about their products and services, especially the Emax and Engaged Hub solar energy monitoring devices, as well as the value that it adds to the consumers. Floers, a warm welcome to you as well. And thanks for joining me in studio today.
Good morning. Thank you. It's a great pleasure to have you here.
Just before we give our guests the opportunity to introduce themselves, have a listen to this. We'd like to remind our audience that this episode is proudly brought to you by Articulated Plumber. This year, various role players in the plumbing industry will gather once more for an ultimate boxing showdown, and it's all in the name of charity.
Yes, the plumbing industry is gearing up for this year's Champions for Charity boxing match.
This white-collar boxing event will ultimately see various average Joes step into the ring and give boxing a bash.
If you want to find out more about sponsorships or want to get involved, please email c4c@pirb.co.za for more.
So, Floers, I have quite a few other questions for you, but before I fire away with all of them, please just give our audience a little bit of an introduction about Floers Kutzer.
Okay, so my career started at Ellie's Electronics. I was there for about 4 years where I got into solar and renewable energy. So after working at Ellie's Electronics, I joined the Invest Solar team. After they opened the doors about a year, they opened in 2019, so then I joined them afterwards. And that's basically where we started with the solar industry.
That's awesome to hear that you've got this background within, especially Ellie's. I mean, Ellie's is a very popular brand and a very well-known brand. And then that you've now joined the Invest Solar team. And Invest Solar, I want to speak about Invest Solar. I want you to tell us a little bit more about, you know, who is Invest Solar? When was it established? What is its footprint, its vision, products, those kind of things?
Yeah, so Invest Solar was established in 2019 by the renowned electronic giant, Mr. Eli Salko, the founder of Eli's Electronics and LSAT. Sadly, Mr. Eli passed away about 2 weeks ago, so he's no longer with us, but we keep pushing his legacy forward, his dreams and visions that he's had for Invest Solar. So our current footprint is growing at an enormous rate. So we've got 4 branches in Johannesburg itself, in Gauteng. The fifth one including mine, which is in Pretoria. And then we've also got our branch in Polokwane, Mossel Bay. We've just opened another one in Rustenburg and opened another shop in, which is the opening was yesterday, in Lanasia. So that's our footprint for now. We're currently expanding to Zimbabwe, to Nigeria and Botswana. So that is in the pipeline for future. We're just sorting out a few kinks and technical issues. Yes. So, but that footprint should be growing maybe before the end of the year, beginning next year. So then our vision is, the thing is with Invest Solar is we want to give access to ordinary people, yourself and you and myself, access to power, which is a hard thing to do lately because of our current struggle with the grid and Eskom. So we want to make sure that ordinary people have access to solar and to make it more convenient for them. So we want to make people's lives economically better, to invest in solar, excuse the pun, and to get solar at an affordable rate and also quality.
Yeah.
So we don't want to reduce our quality just to get a product out there. We want them to have the best possible product and quality and service. So, yeah.
But it's obvious at the rate that you are increasing your footprint, nationally as well as internationally, what you said, it's in the pipeline and currently in negotiations for. it's clear that the demand for alternative energy is great, and for solar energy is great.
Yes, for sure. I mean, we've got guys that's joining our industry from all over, from plumbers to carpenters to guys that did glass work. I mean, we've got guys that realizing, listen, there's something happening here. We need to jump on a wagon. And yeah, so we've got people from other industries that never had anything to do with solar or renewable energy that's now starting to get into it.
Yeah. The fact is that our current grid is not quite stable and not reliable for that matter. And therefore, you know, the average consumer is looking to alternate solutions. Therefore, hence the fact that you know, Invest Solar, companies like yourself, step in and say, and it's just awesome again to reiterate what you said about your vision about bringing quality products and, yeah, and convenient products to, and getting people who may never have had electricity or power before, give them that option to now have it at an affordable, you know, rate, most probably.
Yes, that's correct. We deal with so many people that don't have the capital to spend on enormous systems to store the house. So basically, all they want is they just want a fridge to work off solar. They want lights in the house, and they want to charge their cell phones. So for that, we've got great packages. So people, and just to quote the late Mr. Eddie Salco, he said there's people out there that don't even have a light to switch on at night. Mm. I mean, that's terrible. So yeah, for us that take everything for granted, for them to spend, say, 13,000, for example, to have the fridge running, the TV running, and charge the cell phone, we're just not going to do it.
Yeah. In the long run, you know,
exactly,
it may be a small bit of capital now or a bit of capital at the, you know, at the onset, but it, for the investment that it is for them and the life, the quality of life, the change that it brings,
exactly,
the value that it adds in their lives, in, yes, their life, just to have that light to switch on. I mean, we live in 2021. The 21st century.
Yes.
So that's, you know, it's to realize that there are people who still don't have electricity.
Correct.
It's actually sad to hear that, but awesome to hear that there are people in industries who can offer them, yes, solutions.
Yeah. So actually, we did a campaign about 2 months ago where we took a container, we filled it with computers and solar, and we donated to a school. So the kids can actually do their homework and do the learning programs. So the container runs fully off solar, no maintenance, and they can learn and do homework and study.
Plowing back into the community and,
yes,
to society. Let's look at your range of products. What does Invest Solar offer?
So we offer anything from the small screws to your solar cable to the big stuff, which is your batteries, solar panels, inverters. So we can basically cater for any need. If you come to us and you say you want to install a solar system, we've got basically from the wire that you need to connect your battery to where you need to connect your solar panel to the roof. Mm. So we've got everything that you need to complete the solar system.
And obviously the actual panels itself.
Correct. Yes.
All right, but you do have other products as well. We're going to get to them now. We spoke about in our opening for this episode, we spoke about your Emax and your Energy Hub Solar. Those are energy monitoring devices that you also provide or offer as products for that matter. But we'll get to those now. I want to have a chat about your products and the quality thereof, as you mentioned earlier on the conversation, and whether your products are compliant with SABS approved or in SANS standards.
Yes, correct. So all our products have SANS certification. We've got a few installers that some of the clients need those certifications for their estates or whatever to first be able to install that system. So we provide them with that regularly. So all our products are SANS approved. They've got the NRS 07 certificates, the SNBS certificates are also there. So yes, everything is in order. And then also like our quality. I mean, our inverters, for example, our hybrid inverters, they've got a 5-year warranty. Mm. The The panels, we provide a 12-year warranty for our panels.
Oh.
The manufacturers provide a 25-year linear output warranty.
Oh, wow.
So it's phenomenal the way the technology advanced since 20 years ago. I don't know if you are aware, but solar actually started 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't as well known as we do now because of the current state of electricity in the country.
The country, yeah.
So, yeah, and I mean the batteries was a big concern in the past, where people would they won't want to buy a solar system with batteries because the batteries would just be the cost to replace batteries would be enormous. Mm. But now with the current lithium battery, the technology, you've got a 15-year lifespan.
Sure.
On a lithium battery. So and we provide a 10-year warranty. So for those 15 years we cover the 10-year.
Mm.
So it's great the way the quality and the technology improved.
It just goes to show that you've got faith in your own products.
I mean,
offering that kind of warranty and guarantee on products, it's absolute faith in your own products.
Correct.
I wanted to ask you about cost effectiveness for customers and consumers.
Okay, so cost effectiveness, obviously with your smaller systems like your 3 kilowatt, from 1,000 watt to 3 kilowatt, your savings isn't as big as with a bigger system that is a 5 kilowatt or 8 kilowatt or even bigger. So the cost effectiveness comes in play from say a 5 kilowatt system, where you're basically running everything except your stove and your geyser in your house.
Mm.
So just imagine everything else is running from solar except your stove and your geyser. And you're not spending that money on electricity to run those appliances.
Sure.
So we've worked out with a simple 8 kilowatt system in your house, you get your return on investment in about 3 years' time.
Mm.
So in three years, it's better than buying a car. And even the banks can't give you that interest rate. So, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Again, it all boils down to value and the value that your products bring and offer to those who acquire it.
Yes.
It's just so awesome to know that, I mean, just by listening to what you're saying is that anything in your house can be run off of certain installations.
Yes.
Except for obviously your big energy users or consumption devices such as your stove or your geyser. It's absolutely fantastic to hear that.
Yes, and you must remember your stove and your geyser can be run by solar. Obviously, if you go from 8 kilowatt upwards, so you can power your whole house with solar, and you can say goodbye Eskom.
Just before we continue the conversation, have a listen to this.
Introducing the Plumbing Industry Registration Board Company Registration Portal. Now you can register your company to have access to more benefits, including purchasing and allocating certificates of compliance to your PRB registered employees. Visit www.pirb.co.za to find out more information.
Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy to follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
Welcome back. I'm having an interview with Mr. Floris Kutzer from Invest Solar, and they have got a footprint nationally. They've got stores, franchise stores all over the country, and they're just expanding at a super, super speed and super rate. Let's get back to what drew my attention about Invest Solar's products. What drew my attention was specifically the E-Max and the Engage Hub Solo. Let's call them, for a lack of better terms, energy monitoring devices.
Correct.
So you can correct me if I'm wrong. But please do tell us a little bit more about these products specifically.
Okay, so I'll start with the E-Max. So your E-Max is basically a small 7-inch screen with capability to monitor your electricity usage at your house, whether it be a house, a business. You're not limited. You can even measure three phase, not only single phase. So we've got complexes where businesses are located in, and they still have three-phase power. So everybody is always cautious because they think you can't measure three-phase, but you can only measure single-phase. So these products can measure both. And even with the hub kit, you can measure up to 15 circuits.
Sure.
So the hub kit is a great device, but I'll get to that now. So the Emax, you can measure single phase and three phase. So what that does is it tells you exactly what you use in your house. So you connect it to your DB board. It tells you, okay, listen, you're using 2 kilowatts per day, or your maximum usage per day is your peak is about 3 to 4 kilowatts. And from that, we take that information. So we normally put it in the house for about a week. So typically from a Monday to a Sunday. The reason why we include the weekends is because everybody is home. The kids are home.
So the
consumption is more on a weekend than it is during the week. So nobody's at home during the week. So we put it in from a Monday to a Sunday. Then on the following Monday, we take it out. We analyze the information, and we work out a solar system according to that. So the Engage Hub Kit, that works a bit different. It doesn't have a screen, but you can use your laptop, computer, or your cell phone to see what it is monitoring. So that works with the internet, so that's different. So the one doesn't work with internet, the other one does. So the Hub Kit works with internet. You can monitor from your cell phone, from your laptop. That's great for installers that can't drive out to a site every week, or they've got multiple sites that they're monitoring, and they can't drive in between sites. So all they do is they open the laptop, open the phone, and they can see all the circuits running and then do an analysis from the house while it's running. So, yeah, that's basically the difference.
I just wanted to ask, so, you know, there may be installers listening to this podcast. I mean, plumbers, for that matter, who specialize in solar geyser installations or solar installations, for that matter, they may be listening, may have some interest in what you're saying, but also the consumers, for that matter, those who want to monitor their energies and who do have an interest in possibly installing solar or alternative energy in their house. Just to know that these products can monitor the consumption, and that, you know, most suitable solutions can then be calculated and worked out from there and determined from there. Are these products that can be left installed for the consumer's use, or is it mainly used and then removed again?
So we actually have consumers that buy the product from us and install it themselves at their homes, just to see what their consumption is and how they can better that. So we've got clients who buy it and only after 3, 4, 5 months start to decide, okay, this is what I can do. This is what I must change. This is my lifestyle that I must change to put it in solar. So they take it, they monitor it themselves. They can make an assumption and say, okay, my average usage is about 2 kilowatts an hour, say 60 kilowatt hours a day. So they need a 5 kilowatt system, or they need an 8 kilowatt system. So we've got actual plumbers and carpenters, end users, which is the consumer, that install these things themselves and then monitor and say, okay, listen, this is what it's telling me. And we also help them. So they come back to us and say, listen, this is the information that I've gathered. Can you please analyze it and tell me what I need to put in my house?
Nice. As in an added value service on top of your products, for that matter.
Yeah.
That's awesome to hear. The fact is that, you know, we've spoken about the demand, growing demand for alternative energy solutions, you know, like solar, for that matter. And many of our plumbers, they install geysers, electrical geysers for that matter, and they also install solar geysers. Correct. Which means they do the whole solar panels and all that, and it's just good to know that there is this type of product that can obviously, you know, supplement the type of services and help them to make a better determine a better solution or a more most suitable solution for the customers, or alternatively install it for the customer and leave it there for the customer to monitor their own consumption.
Yes. Yeah, so we've actually got plumbers actual that need to go back to previous geyser installations, or where the client's asking, can you change my geyser from a normal geyser to a solar geyser, or can you retrofit it? So I know there's places that sell DC elements for geysers. So then they would put in the DC element and connect a solar panel to it. So then your normal convection geyser works as a solar geyser.
Right, sir.
So there is definitely a market for it, and we've had some great positive feedback from these guys.
Just before we continue the conversation, have a listen to this.
Don't forget to download the all-new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
At Advanced Valves, respect and integrity are our core values. This means our products have been manufactured with the proud plumber in mind, the one who does not compromise on quality, the proud plumber who saves his customers money and time, you who values the importance of using SABS approved products. Visit your nearest plumbing store to purchase SA's preferred valve brand. Advanced Valves, your trusted leader in building your reputation. Also available on App Plumber.
Now I want to ask about the installation of your products. Must it be installed by qualified electricians only, or can other service providers and tradespeople also do the installations there?
Yeah, so you don't need to be a qualified electrician. Obviously, you just need some background of electrical components and the way electrical works. We've got plenty of guys out there that use other installers like electricians, qualified electricians, to do the COCs for them.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to install the Engage hub kits or the Emaxes, they can do that by themselves. It's an easy installation. There's no manuals needed, although it comes with a manual. Mm-hmm. but it's very simple.
Before we started this podcast and the recording thereof, we actually spoke about your team actually providing sort of a training to your customers.
Yes.
Sort of, not necessarily making them a qualified electrician, but just to show them how these devices
work. Yes, correct. So that's also another added service that we have. So we don't only focus on getting a sale, or putting a sale through and then just forgetting about the client or the installer for that sake. So what we do is we walk with the installer, not physically, but yeah, so it's...
You go on a journey with them.
Yeah, so we go on a journey with our installers. So we help them. If they need a inverter software to be updated or inverter to be programmed, I'm on my phone 24/7 with installers that need help with the software or need help with something to connect. How do we connect this? And so our client service is a very big important to us. Mm. So our client service and our backup service. So if someone buys something from us, we go back and we ask them, are you happy after it's been installed? Are you happy? Is it delivering what we promise it's delivering? So that is a key form of what we're focusing on is client service. And that is a big game changer in the market as well.
The fact is that if without consumers, without those who use our products or our services, we wouldn't have had business.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So if interested parties want to get hold of you, whether they be installers or whether they be the end user or the consumer for that matter, what are your contact details? Where can they get hold of Invest Solar?
Okay, so we've got our head office in Johannesburg. So if they want to get a hold of interested parties, because we've also got a franchising opportunity available. So if they want to be a part of our franchises, they can phone our head office, where the telephone number is 010-025-9997. They can speak to you, Hande. He's part of the marketing guys. If they want to get a hold of myself or any other branches, we've got our website, which is www.investsolar.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
They can go on there. All our branches are listed on there and the telephone numbers. Or if they want to get hold of me directly and they've got questions, they need information or they need pricing, my email is hatfield@investsolar.co.za. And then our branch's landline number is 010-025-0418.
All right. And you're specifically in Pretoria?
Yes, correct.
And you did mention earlier in the very beginning of the podcast that you do have branches in other towns as well. That's Polokwane.
Yes,
you mentioned. So you have walk-in stores as well.
Correct. Yeah. So all our stores are walk-in. So which is open to the public, not only installers. So the end user can buy from them, the consumer. The other wholesalers, other retail outlets can buy from us. So we not only specifically.
Uh-huh.
For the installers, we open to the public and the consumers.
And resellers.
Yes, correct.
Just before we say goodbye, have a listen to this.
Are you a tradesperson or a trading company that is looking for a platform to market your services? Let Articulated speed up the process for you. You can use our podcast to sell your services. Email us for a quote at organizer@articulated.co.za. You can also visit our website at www.articulated.co.za.
We'd like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook, not only to find out more about the Man in the Van podcast, but also to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is Articulated Plumber. I want to thank you, Stack, once again for your time and your effort and having joined me in studio today and the information that you've shared with our audience. I do believe that, you know, it'll carry as much value to them as what it did to me. Once again, thanks for Invest Solar having done this podcast with us.
Great. I appreciate it. And thank you for your time and for your effort.
Awesome. And of course, thank you to our audience for having tuned into and having listened to this episode. Finally, it's time to switch off this engine. Cheerio.
Man in the Van Podcast, your regular audio drive time companion.